It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Well, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and I thank each of you for listening today. 4 million Americans are at risk for low bone density. So if you have osteoporosis, or if you're concerned about your bone density, then stay tuned because Christina and I have some wonderful bone building recommendations. So let me introduce our co-host today. It's Christina Swigert. Christina is a licensed nutritionist with a master's degree in nutrition. She's a mother of two wonderful children. She has a lot of ideas on how to get kids to eat healthy foods. In fact, we were just talking about that, weren't we?
We were.
How to be a parent.
That's right. It's going in our home as well. Today we're going to be talking about how to keep our bones healthy. And I think sometimes we forget that healthy bones and teeth really start long before menopause. And it actually starts in childhood and perhaps even before.
You know, there was an unfortunate fall in your family,
yes.
Wasn't it? And you actually found out that your four-year-old has very healthy bones.
Yeah.
Tell us what happened.
Well, of course, she was sitting in a chair with me in our living room and decided to get off on the arm of the chair. It was an armchair and rolled right off and broke her humerus, which is the upper arm, right above her elbow, which we had to go in the OR. They said to fix it. So, of course, I was really worried. But they said it was really commonplace for kids to break their bones because it's pretty thin there at this age. So, but of course I worried, is she not getting something? You know, I always want to know why, but when they were done, one of the surgeons came out and he said, everything went well. And she's got really healthy bones. You guys must be doing a really good job with calcium, he said. So that
okay.
made me feel a lot better.
Yep. See, that making her eat her vegetables is really working.
Yep, that's right.
So we know, and I'm hoping other people know this, because bones need a lot more nutrition than just calcium. Or even those medications that kind of, they say, make bones hard.
Right, right. And we'll get into that a little bit. So if it's more than that and, you know, people are taking calcium, you may wonder why we are having such an epidemic of osteoporosis, which really it is. And especially since so much of our food is said to be fortified with calcium.
So I bet if you wander down that grocery aisle, you'll notice that there are cereals that are fortified with calcium. And orange juice fortified mm-hmm. with calcium, but people are still breaking their bones at record
right.
amounts even.
Yeah.
And hip bones are particularly being broken. And so you think, there must be something wrong with this picture. The picture that I put in my head is that the calcium is leaking right out of the bones.
Yeah, that's probably a good way of looking at it. And you know, you might say that because we know cereal and orange juice are both high in sugar. And when we eat sugar, what it does in our body is it pulls those minerals right out of our bones. So if you eat processed high sugar foods, you really may be weakening your bones with each spoonful.
So besides sugar, I think one of the most harmful habits for your bones is drinking soda, especially diet soda.
Right. So people can think of it that with every can of pop, you're pulling out of your bones calcium, magnesium, zinc, potassium, copper, iron, and manganese, and all of those minerals we need, more not just calcium, but all of those to keep our bones healthy and strong.
You know, Christina, this week I had a client and kind of embarrassingly told me what her daily breakfast was. So she had an egg McMuffin, but then she had two large monsters. And I thought, you know, I guess I'm just really out of it because I thought, I don't even know what a monster is.
Yeah, I don't know what those are.
So I had Sasha look it up for me. And it's, as far as we understood, because Sasha wasn't really, she didn't even know.
Sure.
And so 42 ounces of soda is what a monster is. 42 ounces. And she was drinking two of those before lunch. That's 84 ounces of soda.
Wow. And I'm sure there's plenty of other people doing that same thing.
I think
we
so.
We see them. So, I mean, just picture in your mind what is going on with your bones if you are drinking even just one of those monster sodas.
Right, exactly. You know, if you think back, our great-great-grandparents in 1822, they ate 2 teaspoons of sugar per day. And honestly, today we are consuming about 50, 53, 54 teaspoons of sugar daily. That is per person in the United States.
Mm.
And the problem is that it isn't even real sugar. It's high fructose corn syrup, which is a lot of words.
Right.
And not only does it damage your bones, but it damages all your cells.
Right.
Mm. And every package or every bottle you pick up, that's the kind of sugar that's in those now.
And I bet you even some of the calcium fortified foods have high fructose corn syrup.
I bet they do.
And it's interesting, you know, we mentioned earlier that, you know, bone health really starts young. And unfortunately, nowadays our children are having all this high fructose corn syrup. So, I mean, I can only imagine what their bones are going to be like in their 30s and 40s.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
Unfortunately, we don't get it tested usually at that age. So.
Unless all the corn crops are going into ethanol.
Right.
And then we'll reduce our corn syrup sweeteners.
I keep thinking that, hoping that will happen. So if you have any questions for us today about bone health, please feel free to call us at 651-641-1071. Because we do understand that there is so much confusion about how you should really work to make strong, healthy bones.
You know, I think it's very difficult for people to visualize that bones are actually alive and growing, and we want to keep them alive. And, you know, there's some medications, you know, things like Fosamax that actually stop that regrowth or that rebuilding of bones.
Right. And it can be deceiving because a lot of times people see that their bone density numbers improve a little bit, but the problem is it's not really increasing the bone strength. So people are still breaking bones. And I heard that this past week or a couple of weeks, somebody talk about it kind of as when you take that, it's like hooking your bones or building them just with like putting plastic on them, which sure, it looks like they're getting better, but it's not strong like what real bone should be.
So that's so that they can easily break and
kind of
this shatter is what I've heard.
Yes.
Sometimes they do.
And I know I have a lot of clients who are hygienists and they're seeing the jaw problems a lot. Too, mm-hmm. That they've told me about. So, you know, when we think of our bones needing minerals such as calcium, magnesium, zinc that we've talked about, but another thing that's very healthy and very important for our bones actually is getting good protein and good healthy fats.
You know I was really fascinated to learn from Dr. Mary Innig, you know, and we talk about her all the time on the show. She's the author of Know Your Fats and Oils, and I heard her speak several years ago. And she said that we need good fats like butter, olive oil, nuts, olives, to make a bone mesh that the minerals attach to. And I think, I think you're looking at me like maybe we need to take a break. Is that right?
Oh, no. I was just saying that
we
have a caller.
Oh, we have a caller. All right. But if we are eating damaged fats like trans fats, and we talk about trans fats all the time, trans fats actually, they damage that bone mesh and it gets holes in it. And so then you can get kind of weak and fragile bones. So it's hard for people to visualize that.
Right.
That we actually have this, we need this healthy fat to make that mesh for our bones.
Right. And unfortunately, a lot of people are trying to get all those minerals in, but don't eat the fat. And then it's not really working very well for them.
Exactly.
Well, why don't we go ahead? And it looks like we have Kathy on the line.
Hi,
Kathy. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you.
Great. What was your question for us today?
Two questions. What is your thoughts on Splenda?
Okay.
Splenda. Okay. Well, we don't really like it. I think something that people don't really realize about Splenda is that it's actually made with chlorine. We know chlorine, they take sugar molecules and add chlorine to it. So it's actually really affecting a lot of people's immune system, their digestive system, and also can be a very negative thing for the thyroid.
Uh-huh. And when you have a thyroid problem, it isn't good.
Right, because it can interfere with iodine, I believe.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm off of that then. My next question is, I just found out, and I don't know if it's true or not, I have to take a lot of calcium because I am losing bone structure, that your body can only absorb so much calcium at one time. I was taking 1,200 milligrams of calcium at one time, and it's like 400 milligrams just goes through my body. So I'm supposed to be taking it like every 6 to 8 hours, like 600 to 800 milligrams. I think it's your body can absorb 800 milligrams at a time. Can you tell me something about that?
Well, I think one of the things that you have to look at is what kind of calcium you're really taking. You need to always be taking a calcium citrate because it gets absorbed.
Right.
And you don't, usually then you don't need as much calcium citrate when you're actually using it with all the other bone building nutrients that go into to making bones. So, you know, one of the things that I've always learned, and this is kind of what the research shows, that calcium gets absorbed better at bedtime into your bones than any other time. But again,
I'm taking it first thing in the morning, and I'm also taking it at bedtime.
Okay. Well, I would certainly make sure that you're taking it at bedtime and then spread it out a couple of times. I mean, I think if you're taking it with in the morning, and you are taking calcium citrate, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then also then take it at bedtime.
Okay.
And that should be just fine.
Okay.
I'm glad you're taking the right kind.
Okay.
And,
well, thank you.
And you're taking some vitamin D, I assume, with it.
Well, I've got it's calcium, zinc, and magnesium, a pill. That's in the morning, and then the calcium citrate at night, and then like at mid-afternoon.
And what, you know, a lot of the research is showing is that we need vitamin D.
Okay.
For the calcium to absorb into the bones. So you got to be taking 1,000 IUs of vitamin D at least, maybe 2,000.
Okay.
At a minimum.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the question.
Thank you for calling. And it looks like we do need to take a break. So, but just before that, we would like to let listeners know, well, and talk about, I know a lot of listeners are big supporters of magnesium glycinate to help reduce leg cramps. I would be one of them, especially when I'm pregnant. Insomnia, chocolate cravings. But did you know that magnesium deficiency will induce heart rhythm changes? So magnesium deficiency may induce heart arrhythmias, actually. And this is research that was just reported in the Journal of the American College of Nutrition in April of this year. So many menopausal women experience heart arrhythmias, and it is very important to maintain adequate levels of magnesium. So we are going to take a break, and we'll be back in a minute. And you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Does your nutrition knowledge come from the back of a cereal box? If it does, that may explain why you aren't getting the health results you seek. More people are struggling with metabolism, fatigue, pain, diabetes, heart disease, and cancer than ever before. If you haven't made the connection between what you eat and your health risks, it's time you do. Where do you start? With nutrition education that explains how to eat real, whole foods in balance for better health today and tomorrow. Nutritional Weight and Wellness teaches sound, research-based nutrition in a fun, interactive style. Want to balance your moods? Increase focus and energy? Attend Balanced Food for balanced moods. Seeking relief for achy joints and sore muscles? Try foods to reduce pain and inflammation. They have another popular class called Jumpstart Your Metabolism. Classes are offered in community ed programs throughout the metro area. Nutritional Weight and Wellness also teaches more in-depth classes and the signature Weight and Wellness series at their offices in St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake. For more information, call 651-699-3438 or log on to weightandwellness.com.
I've been trying my best to get along, but that's okay, there's nothing left to say. But take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them, take your space.
Well, welcome
and take
back
your
to
reason.
Dishing Up Nutrition.
You think of me.
I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist. I'm here with Christina Swigert, licensed nutritionist. And our topic today is bone health, how to prevent osteopenia and osteoporosis. And so if you have questions for us today, our number here is 651-641-1071. And if you want to learn a little bit more about today's topic, bone building, you know, we have a couple of great classes coming up. We have our it's a one-evening class. It's called Bone Building Foods. And this week, next week, actually, we are having it through the Anoka Community Education and the one in Burnsville, the Burnsville Community Education. And so they're just two-hour classes that cost maybe $25, $30, and they're great classes. We put them together this summer. And if you want to know more about our classes, it's just go to our website. It's weightandwellness.com. Or if you have questions and you just want to call us, it's 651-699-3438. And we take a few callers?
Yeah, it looks like the lines are lighting up. So it looks like we've got Deb on the line right now. Hi, Deb. How are you?
Hi, this is Devin Zimmerman. I'm living life out loud as well, and I just have a real general question about vitamins.
Okay.
Is there better absorption with a more expensive vitamin, like a pharmaceutical grade, as they say, or GNC versus something you would get at the Cub Pharmacy right there? And my second question is, what do you think about CoQ10? I know it's not bone-related, but I feel so much better on CoQ10. I'm wondering if there's a lot of mood stabilizers in it, or what makes me feel so good on it?
Well, Christina, you take the question on, you know, the quality of vitamins.
Sounds good. It's a great question, and I know one thing that Greg Peterson, who's been on our show, and he knows a lot about that, says with supplements, you really do get what you pay for. So the things that you do pay a little bit more money for usually are much more absorbable because they're spending a little bit more money to hook up the vitamin or mineral with something that your intestinal tract will absorb really well versus something that's really cheap and a lot of times will just go right through your system. And some people can feel that too. So we recommend to spend a little bit more money and get something that says quality certified or purity certified and from more of a professional grade.
And one of the things that I do when I just track and look at vitamins is I always look at the type of minerals that they're putting in a multivitamin, and if it's magnesium glycinate or if it's a chelated magnesium, then I know that's good. But if it's a magnesium oxide, I say not very good. And then I look at the calcium, and if they're using calcium carbonate, I know that that's a very inexpensive type of calcium, not absorbed. And so I have to assume the rest of the ingredients in that multivitamin is probably not very good.
Right.
No, and then you had a question on CoQ10.
Well,
CoQ10 is a master antioxidant, and it supports your heart muscle. It reduces blood pressure for people. It activates the mitochondria inside the cells, and it just gives you feel great. You have good energy, and it's very protective for you. It's a wonderful supplement. And always take a CoQ10 that is an oil-based capsule or, like a soft gel because you get a much better product with a soft gel.
Good to know. Thank you. You know what else it's doing for me? It is my appetite has decreased.
Yes.
I'm losing weight.
Yes, it actually activates your metabolism. The other thing that it does, if people have gum disease, it really takes away and heals the gums and supports gum health tremendously.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know, too.
So,
thank you for answering my question.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Thanks for calling.
Bye now.
Okay, thank you. So.
All right. Well, we've got a few other callers. Do we
take
that? Okay. Mm-hmm. Looks like we've got Michelle on the line. Hi, Michelle. Thanks for calling.
Hi. I have a question on sugar replacement. I found a brand It's local here in Minneapolis where it's sold, and it's called Whalo. Have you heard of that?
Yeah, we have.
We certainly have.
Yeah, but go ahead.
It's the combination of sucrose, fructose, and lactose, and I was just comparing it with stevia, which I don't really like very much because it leaves a bitter aftertaste, and Splenda, or anything fake like that I can't handle because it gives me headaches.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just wondering if you guys could give a comment on the quality of Whalo.
Well, it seems like Whalo is a very good product, and it's like when they put those three sugars together, it kind of cancels them out in some way. And I know it was developed by a professor here at the University, a scientist at the University of Minnesota. And I know the ladies that own Mad Woman Foods really have done the research on it, and they believe that it's a wonderful product, safe, doesn't make your blood sugar go up, and I haven't had any clients that haven't reacted in a positive way to it. So I think it's fine as far as we can tell.
Okay. Well, that's where I bought it at, was at Mad Woman, because that's the only place I could find it.
Right.
But so far, it's what I like for replacement.
Right.
Great.
Taste and everything. But okay, thanks.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
People are out
there
looking at things. They're finding things that are healthier for them, and that's great.
Right.
So should we... I don't know where we're
at here. Let's see here. Well, I think we've got a couple more minutes before we need a break.
So what we were talking about before we went on break the first time is that we were talking about that you needed protein and fats to kind of make this mesh that all the minerals attach to, which is another thing that it's hard for people to kind of visualize, but that you need all those things to make that healthy mesh for the minerals to attach to.
Right. And if you think back, you know, when our great-great-grandparents lived, they ate very little sugar. And really, at least 40% of their calories came from good fats. So, you know, let's face it, there weren't really trans fats they were eating. So they only had real fats, you know, a good variety of different kinds, and no man-made fats.
So it's kind of interesting. They probably were carrying a lot of pails of water
right.
and maybe walking several miles a day. And I know we were just talking to Amy, who delivers the news a lot of times on the stations. And she lives on a farm, and she was talking about carrying pails of, you know, water or milk, I think,
yeah,
because she lives
hay.
On a dairy farm. And so, and I, you know, I like, I grew up on a farm, and of course we were always using, you know, we were using our bones every day.
Right.
So that helped.
Definitely. Definitely. And, you know, last week, Wendy and Cassie were talking about the whole low-fat myth that people have followed really for about 30 years in this country. And, you know, extremely low-fat eaters are usually those who have some type of an eating disorder, have very fragile bones, and that often break really easily. And, you know, I see in the office that women who have a history of maybe some eating disorders, you know, a lot of low-fat eating, develop osteoporosis in their late 30s and early 40s.
Yes, yeah. And, you know, I bet that there's still a lot of you listeners, and I know we've had listeners for the last 3 years, and I bet if you look in your refrigerator right now, that you'll still see low-fat yogurt or low-fat dressing.
Right.
And it's hard to get away from that low-fat thing, isn't it?
Yes, and they're just full of chemicals and sugar usually.
Yes.
So, well, it's time for a quick break. And again, a little tidbit here. Dr. Michael Hollick from Boston University, he's a leading expert in vitamin D research, suggests that people living north of 30 degrees latitude, which is people in Minnesota and Wisconsin, should take 1,000 to 2,000 IUs of vitamin D daily for absorption of calcium into their bones. So again, if you have questions, feel free to give us a call at 641-1071, and we'll be back in a minute.
Come with me, stay the night, just say the words, the boy, it don't feel right. What do you expect me to say?
Well, welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Darlene Kavis, licensed nutritionist, and I'm here with Christina Swigert, licensed nutritionist, and we are discussing how to prevent bone loss. You know, there's just been an explosion of research recently concerning the importance of getting sufficient vitamin D. And you get it either from the sun or from a supplement to maintain strong bones. You know, back on September 15th, we spent a whole hour talking about vitamin D. So if you missed that show, you can go to our website, Weight and Wellness, and that's all spelled out, .com, and click on radio shows, and you can listen to that show. You know, we had a special guest, Paul Stitt, and he's written a book on vitamin D, and he had some really wonderful information, and it was an excellent show,
right.
I remember, right?
Yes, excellent. All right, well, we've got a lot of callers here, so why don't we go to Carol and see what her question is today. Hi, Carol.
Yes, I have a couple of questions.
Great.
One is that I have read that if your body is in a too acid state, that will lead your body to take calcium from your bones to neutralize that acidity. And so I wonder if you'd comment on that. And the other question I have is I've read a lot lately about taking strontium as a supplement to help your bones.
Okay, let me take the first part of this, Christina.
Mm-hmm.
As far as having your system too acidic, and I think there is some, that's true, and that's why we always say eat meat and vegetables and good fat and stay away from the grains that are more acidic for people. And I think we see that particularly for the people that have a gluten sensitivity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they just cannot actually break down and absorb the calcium very well. So often they do have bone thinning, and so it's a matter of, you know, I think there's been a lot of confusion about what makes a system acidic, and I think in the past they used to think that it was protein, but that's really a myth, isn't it, Christina?
Yeah.
I mean, it's really the things that are easiest to digest for babies even. I mean, they can digest meat at 6 months, but they really are supposed to stay away from the grains like the, you know, that cereal and the stuff until they're at least a year old.
Right.
And that's the same for adults because it, again, makes our system too, I believe, too acidic. And I know that working with people with acid reflux or heartburn, if we remove those, like a cereal and the bread and the cookies and you know, the sugar and the grains, suddenly their heartburn goes away. So the second part of that question was
strontium.
Strontium.
Okay. Yes. Strontium is another nutrient that's good for bones. And I think we have something at our office that's called Pro Bono, and I know we've talked about it before. That's a really complete bone food supplement, and I know that does also contain strontium in it. It's, they have pretty much all the top minerals and vitamins for bone health in there. So,
and that's the one that we are finding. That's the vitamin supplement product that we find is having the best results as far as reversing osteoporosis and osteopenia for people. It's got it's having wonderful results.
Yeah.
I think I've read that you're not supposed to take the strontium and the calcium at the same time because they compete for being absorbed.
I think that what they do is they, in particularly in our product, they have it in different capsules, but you do take it at the same time.
Right.
And all I know is that people are bringing back their bone density test and they've got improvement.
Wow.
Improvement.
Yeah.
Could you tell me the name of that supplement again?
It's called Pro Bono.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not inexpensive.
No.
It's about $60 a month, but it works.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And it's safe.
Yeah. Hey.
And I think there's a lot of misinformation really out there about competition between nutrients. Because if you look at the way things occur in food, usually it's all together. And I think a lot of that has to do with just the quality of the product that people are taking. And usually that gets tested when they do research on vitamins. It's usually cheap stuff. But I think if it's made correctly and it's absorbable and as close to it is naturally occurring, I don't think there's usually a problem with competition.
I think that's a great, you know, observation.
Great.
Christina.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Great question.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Wonderful question.
Yes. All right. It looks like we've got Debbie waiting. Hi, Debbie. Welcome to the show.
Yes, I've got two quick questions. My chiropractor had actually recommended calcium lactate, and I have not heard that discussed versus a calcium citrate. What are your thoughts on calcium lactate?
Who wants to handle this one?
Right.
You got something on the top of your head?
Not really. I mean, it's probably similar to a citrate.
I would think so.
I think.
Okay.
We've just worked more with citrate.
I think if I remember on... I think we look at a chart that we have in our office, and I think that it is still pretty well absorbed. It may not be quite as good as a citrate. And, you know, a lot of the bone-building foods also include, you know, other minerals, other trace minerals, and something that is called microcrystalline hydroxyapatite, which is actually ground-up bone. And it's from organic animals, and it works well because it's actually in a live food, isn't it, Christina?
Yeah, and that's the even better absorbed than the citrate.
Yeah.
Great.
So.
Oh, okay. I'll look into that and do a little more investigating. And then another quick question. My husband has kidney stones, and he's gotten conflicting information on his calcium needs with the free calcium, I guess, in the system and the kidney stones and the effect there. Should he modify his, you know, calcium intake with the kidney stone situation, up it or down it, or does it, is it just immaterial? They don't affect each other.
Okay. One type of calcium that will negatively impact kidney stones is calcium carbonate, and that's a part of just its inability to be absorbed and assimilated in the body very well. But a lot of times with kidney stones, they actually recommend taking a good quality, high absorbable calcium, and it helps your body dissolve the kidney stones along with some other minerals. And
I think one of the other things that's really key is for a person to eat a lot of vegetables.
Right.
Lots and lots of vegetables, and then drink a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
And then usually people do not get kidney stones again.
Okay, fabulous. I will check to see what brand calcium was recommended and change it to a good high calcium citrate or this microcrystalline that you've recommended.
Probably the calcium citrate would be great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, it looks like we need to take a break again. So we can maybe get to, it looks like we still have callers on the line. We'll get to them after the break. So again, low levels of vitamin D increase the risk not only for osteoporosis, but also for breast cancer. And again, if you want to listen and find out more about vitamin D, check out our show from September 15th on our website and just all the health risks of low vitamin D. And you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. We'll be back in a minute.
Hey, want to go for a bike ride this weekend?
No, thanks. I'm exhausted. Work never lets up, and I lay awake thinking about what I have to do the next day. By Saturday, all I want to do is read or watch movies.
What happened to my biking partner? Do I need to find a new one?
Maybe I need what you're taking. How do you find the energy?
Nutrition.
Yeah, right.
I'm serious. You can't believe the difference changing my eating has made. I used to be dragging by Friday, too. Then I went to Nutritional Weight and Wellness for a personal consultation. They set up an eating plan for me with a variety of real foods, none of those canned shakes, rice cakes, or frozen mini dinners. I eat chicken, salmon, steak, eggs, asparagus, wild rice, real butter, and berries and cream. I get plenty to eat. I feel great. I have no more heartburn. I even have better moods.
So food is the answer to my fatigue and insomnia? It can't be that simple.
It was for me. You should call them. I'm glad I did. Their number is 651-699-3438 or visit their website at weightandwellness.com.
Sometimes I feel like I am drunk behind the wheel of possibility, however it may roll.
Well, welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'd like to invite you to attend a special menopause class October 23rd from 7 to 9 at the Edina Community Center. Now, that's through the Edina Community Education. You know, now, it may not be as much fun as I'm going to have tonight when I go to Menopause Musical, but with Ruth Kozlak as our host of that night and Wendy Cates Dancer as our teacher, you know, anything's possible. These are two very fun and funny ladies, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have put some, you know, very important information into these presentations. So you can leave the class with ways you can get rid of hot flashes, mood swings, and how to get a good night's sleep and have fun at the same time. So come on and join us.
And if you want to go, just call the Edina Community Education Center to sign up, or you can call our office at 651-699-3438, and we can give you all the details for that. And we are even serving Mad Woman tea cakes and wonderful tea. So if you are into menopause, you all know that red wine or wine really results in hot flashes and night sweats. So we decided on healthy tea cakes and delicious, sugar-free, all-natural tea.
So any of you, you know, if the listeners are fans of Ruth Kozlak, because I know she has many fans
mm-hmm.
from when she was on radio before, and she's actually going to be on our show next week with Wendy, and we're going to have fun talking about menopause.
Sounds great.
Yep.
All right. Well, we've got more callers here.
Okay.
So it looks like we've got Jane on the line. Hi, Jane. Welcome to the show.
Yes, this is Jane.
Hi.
Hi.
So your question.
Yes, my question is, I have two of them actually, like the other people.
Yeah.
One is that, is there no prescription drug that you would recommend at all? And I'm thinking there seems to be things like Avista and estrogen replacement, which tackles the problem by tackling the estrogen deficiency. I don't know how Actonel works. I know Fosamax does cause necrosis of the jaw, but I know I'm going to be put on something probably on Monday, and I'm trying to, now that I tuned into your show, think about if any of these things are at all recommended by you.
Well, you know, we are really nutritionists, and so we always, you know, we have a bias because we believe that nutrition will heal almost anything. So, it, you know, we see the reversal of bone loss in clients almost daily. I mean,
mm-hmm.
we see this when you combine the right nutrition with the right supplements, and that can be many different things. Just like, you know, there is a piece of research that came out recently that omega-3 fish oil actually helps to rebuild bones. You know, now we've been talking about how it helps prevent heart disease, but it actually is beneficial for rebuilding bones. So it's more complex than just taking calcium, and it's actually eating the right foods
mm-hmm.
too. So, you know, so that's what we're thinking. And, I mean, that's how we look at things always.
Is it possible that the pro bono could be written as a prescription?
Now, I don't know about that. That's out of our league. I don't know.
Okay.
So.
And what percentage of, are there percentages of magnesium? The calcium pills are so huge.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a very small statured person, which...
The neat thing about the pro bono product is that it is actually in capsules.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one...
Oh, good.
That's why it works so well.
Yeah.
And you take a package in the morning and a package at night, and you can't forget because there are your packages. And I think that's why, you know, the compliance is very, very high with that product.
Okay. And does... I try to drink all natural juices and stuff. I have a habit of I love cranberry juice with sparkling water.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that should be fine. I really recommend either a consultation or at least coming to one of our classes because on the bone class, because there is a lot more to
it. Sounds like it.
You know, because you got to be eating the right, you know. It's like we actually have a bone building soup recipe that we give mm-hmm. people in that class, and it's wonderful soup, but it works again. So there's lots of things to make this a total package, a total program to rebuild your bones.
Okay, I think I'll go on your website and look up those things.
Sounds great. Thanks for
the
call.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, we're getting the break signal again.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
That went by fast.
Yes, it did.
So it's time for a break. And again, you know, people do often want to know what is the best calcium supplement to take and how much. And we have mentioned that. But just again, to recommend for people when you're out shopping to really look for calcium citrate and not calcium carbonate. And when we return, maybe we can recap again just some brands and amounts for people to take. So we'll be back in a minute.
If you're like me, you try to eat right, but the definition of healthy eating seems like a moving target. Should I eat low carb or low fat? The eggs and butter raise my cholesterol. Is coffee good after all? Don't rely on sound bites and infomercials for something as important as your health. You deserve recommendations based on biochemistry. Nutritional Weight and Wellness is offering FM 107 listeners a complimentary e-newsletter that is chock full of nutrition information and tips. The Weight and Wellness Way newsletter provides sound information and practical strategies from a nutritionist's perspective. Learn a natural approach to healthy eating based on real whole foods you buy at the grocery store. All this, and best of all, it's free. To subscribe to this complimentary Weight and Wellness Way e-newsletter, go to weightandwellness.com and enter your email address. Then watch your inbox every month for nutrition news and special offers that will help you look and feel your best. For information on other services at Nutritional Weight and Wellness, call 651-699-3438. Office is conveniently located in St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake.
You don't need no friends. Get back your faith again. You have the power to believe. Another dissident. Take back your evidence. It has no power to deceive.
Well, welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. And, you know, we understand that about 4 million people have risk of having low bone density. So we think this is a very, very, very critical problem. And people mm-hmm. really need to understand how to build bones and protect your bones. There's lots of lifestyle factors that go into that. And so we're just kind of touching on the subject just a little bit today,
right.
For sure. But should we go ahead and take a caller?
Right. I think we can get one more, and we apologize. We have a few people on the line, but maybe they can give our office a call or send me an email and be happy to answer their questions. So, hi, Phyllis. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi. What was your question today?
Well, you've kind of touched on it a bit, but you're mentioning calcium citrate as your calcium version of choice. But if you were just to take more calcium carbonate, would that be equivalent to calcium citrate? Because the calcium carbonate tends to be so much less expensive in the stores.
It is, but I think what you're doing is because you can't break it down, your body doesn't have the ability to break it down, there has been some indication that might actually... You know, that leads to possibly kidney stones and actually, you know, some heart blockages and blood vessel blockages and different things. So, you know, it to me, it doesn't make sense to put your body at that kind of risk. So
That's,
okay. And
you know.
Just one other question. I read an article, and it mentioned not to take your multivitamin with minerals at the same time as the calcium. Is that because of competition between the minerals to be absorbed?
That could be possible. I think, you know, if you're taking, again, I think it just really depends on the quality of what you're taking. The more absorbable something is, I think the better you're going to be able to utilize it. I do know a lot of times with a lot of multivitamins, they pack in a lot of different things, and the form that they're in isn't very absorbable, so the body's really trying to work to break it down, and it doesn't. So probably if you add something else to it, it probably isn't necessarily going to be absorbed. But I think if you've got a good, highly absorbable multivitamin, probably the calcium at the same time, I don't think would probably be too much of a problem.
Well, you know, and I always think you take your minerals at night because mm-hmm. they get absorbed better, and your B vitamins, which is a lot in the multivitamin, you take that in the morning because
mm-hmm.
that gives you energy and alertness and things like that. So
right.
So, well, we answered those questions for you.
Thank you.
Thank you
right.
very
for
much
calling.
For the call. You know, I think as we kind of wrap things up, you know, Christina, I think sometimes people are wanting to know, okay, so what are some of the best bone-building supplements on the market? And we kind of talked about this because we think that Orthomolecular's Pro Bono is probably one of the best.
Right.
This is a pharmaceutical-grade bone-building supplement that actually helps bones regrow. And we talked before, we really have had amazing results. And the bone density tests have proven that they work.
Right.
So, you know, and like I said, it is more expensive, that's for sure.
Right. And so sometimes if people just can't afford it, you know, we do have a next best option, which is still a very good product that is from Metagenics, and that is called Cal Appetite Plus. And just like the Pro Bono, it has the microcrystalline hydroxyapatite form of calcium, which is the live organic bone, which is very highly absorbable. And it also has vitamin D. And a couple other trace minerals for bones as well. Not quite as many as the Pro Bono, but still a very good quality product.
So if people are wanting to get more calcium into their diet, I think it's time to look at some foods that are high in calcium.
Mm-hmm.
You know, did you know that a cup of broccoli has 94 milligrams of calcium, and a cup of winter squash has 90, and a cup of cooked spinach 260. So just eating vegetables for breakfast, which we recommend all the time,
right?
We get about 500 milligrams of calcium. And that's something, isn't it?
It is. That's a lot. And it's in its natural form, so you're going to actually be able to use it. Another thing that we give people is a great salmon salad recipe, and it uses canned salmon. Sometimes people don't like that, but really in this salad recipe, it just tastes wonderful. And you know, canned salmon is sometimes one of the easiest way, if you eat all the bones that are in there, for you to get a high amount of calcium. You can get over 400 milligrams of calcium per serving in the salmon salad recipe.
So if it is so easy to get sufficient calcium from food, then why would 4 million Americans be at risk for low bone density?
It maybe is because they're listening to what we call TV nutrition.
So let's look at some other risky behaviors that people engage in as far as risky behaviors for their bones. You know, what's one?
One might be smoking. I think most people know that smoking is going to reduce your bone density.
But I think great research shows that even if you stop, even if you're my age,
which is pretty young still,
your bone density will improve.
And I think that's a great point for people to remember. That, you know, medication is not your only option, that you can improve your bone density in a good, natural way and reverse some of this bone loss with lifestyle changes and good nutrition.
Right, with the right kind of education.
Mm-hmm.
So another behavior is if you drink more than a couple of cups of coffee a day, that has the potential to decrease your bone density. So I hope we've answered a lot of questions today, and it's been a great show. And remember, the magic within you is real food filled with calcium. Thank you.
Life, I love you. All is groovy. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba.